In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is a children's game most of you have probably heard of called Hot Potato. Everyone sits in a circle and an object is passed around, the hot potato. You don't want to be caught with it. If you are, then you're out of the game. And so the action gets pretty fast and furious as the object is passed on as quickly as possible. To my knowledge, there is no opposite game where the one who is caught with the object wins, probably because it wouldn't be much of a game. Whoever had the object wouldn't pass it on. They would just hold on to it and keep it. Well, for you and I, the hot potato we don't want to be caught with is our sin. The good news for us tonight is that Jesus wants it. He takes the hot potato of your sin and says, "Mine." He does not pass it on. He will not let it go. But it's not just that. But holding on to your sin and saying, "Mine," he is taking much more than that. He is saying, "Mine" to your condemnation. "Mine" to your chastisement. "Mine" to your death. He is cut off for you. He is crushed for you. He is wounded and oppressed for you. Because when Jesus says, "Mine" to your sin, it isn't just your sin he is hanging on to. It's you. He's really grabbing hold of you and saying, "Mine." Because your sin isn't just something out there floating around separate from you that he can take and grab. Your sin is in your flesh. And so he takes your flesh upon himself. The Son of God became man and said, "Mine." Your flesh and all that comes with it, "Mine." He wants it. And he will not let it go. Even though holding on to you means going to the cross. So we sit in the darkness tonight and try to imagine the darkness of that day when Jesus hung on the cross, when Jesus hung there in the darkness when the sun stopped shining. But really, if you would know that, do this instead. Put whatever sin you are most ashamed of, whatever sin that if known would make your family and friends distance themselves from you, whatever sin that if known would ruin your life, and put it in large print on a large sign around your neck and walk around your neighborhood. Don't write it in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek, but write it in English, Spanish, and whatever other languages are spoken by your neighbors. And make sure all your neighbors see it and know. Know who you are, what kind of person you really are. And even then, you would be getting just a small, small taste of what Jesus did for you. In taking the sin of the world and saying, "Mine." Judas actually got a taste of this. After he betrayed Jesus and saw that Jesus had been condemned, he went to the temple. He went to the priests and confessed. But the priests said, "Yours. That sin is yours. That's your hot potato. What is that to us? You deal with it." And he did. The only way he knew how. But it doesn't have to be that way for Judas or anyone else. And tonight, it's not that way. Because tonight, Jesus says, "Mine. Your sins are mine. Your sins are hung around my neck." And he will take them to the grave. And because he does, you now get to say mine too. For children, there is no corresponding game to hot potato to hold on to the object. But for us, there is. Jesus flips everything around tonight. And so tonight, we get to hold on to him and say, "Mine." We get his forgiveness and say, "Mine." We get his life and say, "Mine." That's called faith. Faith is the hand that takes hold of Jesus and says, "Mine." So now, what of your sins? Do you want to embrace them and say, "Mine," and keep doing them? And what of the sins of others committed against you? Do you want to take them and say, "Mine," so you can hold on to them and use them against him or her? Do you know what you're doing when you do that? You're wrestling with Jesus, who has already taken those sins and said, "Mine." And this too. If you're trying to grab hold of those sins and say, "Mine," are your hands holding on to Jesus and saying, "Mine"? Do you see? Why would we do that? No. No, tonight we hear the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He grabs us and our sin and says, "Mine." He dies our death. He is buried in our tomb. But we know that is not the end. For we know that his third day is coming when he rises from the tomb, still holding on to us and saying, "Mine." But the sin is gone. The condemnation is gone. And the death is gone. But that's for another day. Tonight we hear how strong his love grip on us. Peter couldn't do it. His grip was weak. The crowds wouldn't do it. They shouted, "Crucify instead." How often do we fail too? How good then that our salvation doesn't depend on our grip, but on his. Jesus holding on to us and not letting go. Sin, Satan, death, you cannot have them, Jesus says. They are mine. So tonight is Jesus' night. Holding on to you and your sin, he looks out of the game on the cross. The others thought they had won. But no. Jesus did. He won you. Not much of a prize, some would say. But Jesus would disagree. For tonight, Jesus has changed the game. He holds on to you and says, mine. That you hold on to him and say, mine. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.